Advent at Gardner-Webb University for Saturday, December 24th. Written and read by Tracy Jessup, Vice President for Christian Life and Service and Senior Minister to the University.
Charles Dickens was a great English novelist and one of the most popular authors of all time. His best-known books include David Copperfield, Oliver Twist, and A Tale of Two Cities. Dickens also wrote five Christmas novellas. The first, entitled A Christmas Carol, is one of the most famous Christmas stories ever written. As a matter of fact, it may very well be the best-known Christmas story other than the biblical account of the birth of Christ. In A Christmas Carol, three ghosts, or spirits, show an old miser named Ebenezer Scrooge his past, present, and future. Scrooge realizes that he has been living a life of greed and is transformed into a warm, caring, and unselfish person. Dickens was not the first to recognize how a look at the past and a look at the future can transform one's present. As people of God, we are called to live today in the light of yesterday and tomorrow. Our lives are to be lived inspired by the past and future appearances of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Such inspiration helps us to know how to live in the present. In Paul's letter written to Titus, there is no mention of angels, shepherds, magi bearing gifts, or any of the other extraordinary sights we have come to associate with Christmas. Yet, in one sentence, Paul captures the essence of the Christmas story and puts it in summary form. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all. Titus 1:11. That is the message of Christmas. It is all about grace. God's grace makes its appearance in Jesus Christ and has as its purpose the salvation of the world. The initial appearing of God's grace in the first advent of Christ is central to the celebration of Christmas, but it also prompts us to look forward to the second advent, the blessed hope, and the manifestation of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Titus 1:13. Previously, at His first coming, His glory was revealed. John writes, "And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen His glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth." His glory was revealed by the signs and wonders He performed and by His death and resurrection. Still, His glory was veiled. Many did not comprehend it or even suspect it. But one day, the Bible tells us, the veil will be lifted, His glory will be revealed, and every eye will see Him. We live in the present, between the already, the first advent, and the not yet, the second advent. The grace to live in the present comes from both directions, and it trains us to renounce impiety and worldly passions and to live lives that are self-controlled, upright, and godly. Titus 1:12. This Christmas Eve presents a beautiful opportunity to look back and remember what God has done for us, and to look forward to the hope that is ours in Jesus Christ. It also presents the opportunity to consider how we should live in between.